This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web TV music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is John Reiser. He has a book out called The Target List, which was turned into a movie called Target List. John, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
It's going well, Zach, and I want to thank you first and foremost for inviting me onto your platform to talk about the movie.
100%. No, and I'm excited to talk to you about it, too. Obviously, this is a movie. It's a book turned into a movie, not a movie turned into a book. But tell me all about, first off, the book itself. I mean, is there very similarities to the movie with it, or is there some things that we're missing out on?
Yeah, well, the book came to fruition in 2019. I wrote a short novella, novel, about 220 pages. It's called The Target List. And the premise of the story was that this group of doctors and scientists, they created through research an instrument that was able to treat and cure most forms of diseases, including cancers, by radio frequencies. And the name of the instrument in the story, in the story's world, was called the WAND. And the WAND is an acronym for WAND is wave altering nanoparticle particle disruptor. So what this instrument would do in theory is it would, when you would shine the instrument, wave it over the diseased tissues in the body, it would be able to take those diseased tissues, break them down into cells, and then break them down further into their resonant frequency signatures. And this process reset them and allowed the body to have clean, healthy tissues. So this is based on kind of like quantum physics. And I've always had this idea in my head coming from, I have a chiropractic background, I'm a chiropractic physician, I have a health sciences background. So that was the story. And then, of course, as this instrument came to life in the story, there were many, many corporations, big pharma corporations that were not happy about it. And so they went and put the creative intelligence people on a target list, and they hired assassins and went after them. And so that's where the title came from. And they spend the story trying to save the technology as well as themselves from these this assassin. You asked me, does the story, the novel, does it mirror the movie exactly? It doesn't mirror it exactly, but there are a lot of the same characters. There's more characters in the movie, and for a number of different reasons, the screenplay was changed somewhat. So I'd say it's about 50% from the book, and we did that for a number of reasons, primarily because budgetary constraints and the way we would shoot it, the way I wrote it in the story, would have been much more expensive to shoot it as a film.
Yeah.
But so that's how it differs. But yeah, there are, you know, the main characters are named the same, and yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much creative freedom did you get, though, you know, when creating the movie? I know you obviously worked with a different director, but you know, what was your kind of role in it too?
So what happened was I'm sort of like an amateur novelist, and I was a chiropractor and a former associate professor at a chiropractic college. So I didn't have a lot of knowledge on how to write a screenplay, and certainly not how to transform a novel into a movie. So I went on a search for someone that could help me. And I first pitched it to someone out in Hollywood that I actually paid, you know, several hundreds of dollars to have them listen to the story. And they liked it. They said they liked it. And they gave me some advice. So long story short, I started looking for people that might be able to help me write a screenplay. And I scoured the internet for weeks and weeks and months. And I finally found someone. Her name is MJ Palo. And Palo. And she is an accomplished award-winning screenwriter. And she happens to also be a scientist. She's got a PhD in molecular biology. And when she read my story, she liked it. And she, you know, I told her what the guy that I pitched it to out in Hollywood said. And she said, yeah, she says, we can change the story. And so what we wanted to change in the story, I had the main protagonist was a male. Mm-hmm. So we made the female the main protagonist. And anyhow, we agreed. And I actually collaborated with her, and we worked for months on this screenplay. And when we finished it, she said, you know, this is really, we really like it. I think we can sell this. And so she convinced me to let her do an option on it. And they did a proof of concept film, which was about 13, 14 minutes. And it aired on Amazon in August of 2021.
That's
called
awesome.
The Target List. Yeah. And so it did well. It did really well. And we got enough investors, and they invested in it. The name of the company that did it was called Mad Wife Productions, and they're out of Reno, Nevada. And Andrew Arguello was the cinematographer, and MJ Palo was the director and producer as well as myself. And so I co-wrote the screenplay with her, and they produced the movie.
That's amazing. I know it now. It's now streaming on Amazon. It's streaming on Tubi as well, and a bunch of other places too. And it just released too. I mean, you know, what has the response been? I mean, so far it's got 8.7 out of 10 stars on IMDb. But you know, for you, what's the response been from your family, from your friends, everybody?
Well, you know, when I wrote the novel, my brother, he's my biggest critic and fan. He said, you know, it's the best thing that he'd ever, you know, that he had ever read that I had written.
Now, was he saying that, though, because he's your brother, or was he saying that because he actually was
being
serious?
Well, you know, he'd tell me. And so I had some other people read it. And, you know, quite a few people that read it that I knew that were close to me said that they felt it had cinematic potential. And it was transformed after the novel. It was transformed into on the Audible platform, an audiobook. And it did okay there. Now, keep in mind, it was a self-published book, so it's hard to get self-published books, you know, broadly read, but we did have some good feedback from it, and they, you know, when I showed it to Mad Wife Productions, and when we approached them, they were looking for this kind of a thing, and it, the timing was right, and I don't know, I still can't believe that we got it up and running and you know where it is. The feedback has been very, very, very positive. A lot of people that have watched this movie, they find it hard to believe that we made this movie with about a $300,000 budget. And it looks and it plays like a bigger budget film. And the casting, they casted for the two main actors, and the male and the female. Mm-hmm. They did 1,000. It was a national casting call. They looked for 1,000 auditions, and they picked Rachel Alig and Justin Ray, who are really, really great together. The chemistry on screen was phenomenal, and you know, I just think that there are a lot of people involved with this, a lot of talented people involved with this film. To make it come to life, and they did a great job with it. So we're very pleased.
100%, and it's a really great thriller. It's a great action adventure movie too. But also, it has a little bit of comedy to it too. Was that also kind of how you wrote it when you originally wrote it, like kind of like a comedy a little bit?
No, it wasn't. And you know that was it was not. And when we wrote the screenplay, we didn't do it at that point either, but the chemistry of the actors and the actor and the actresses, we had many pre-production meetings, and they just had, you could tell that there was that potential. So there was we decided to incorporate that because we didn't want to take away from the seriousness of the story, because the story does have a serious message to society, and that's me. But we wanted to do it in a way that wouldn't be so down your throat that, you know, it would be, and the comedic beat in it really, I think it plays well. It really came out very well. But the movie does have a serious message, and that message is Big Pharma is not your friend necessarily. So that is the message that, you know, and that comes from, you know, my background and probably some of MJ as well. She being a scientist and understanding, you know, that big corporations have big interests. And so we posed that question through the movie. If someone came up with a cure for cancer, would big corporations that have powerful control over things, would they stand idly or would they take action? We leave it up to the imagination of, you know, the audience, but this is how our story unfolds, and it explores that, but it does it in a kind of fun way, and it's a fictional story, mm-hmm. but you know, it does deliver that message
100%, and it's called The Target List. It's called Target List, not The Target List. It's called Target List, and it's on it's on Amazon and a bunch of other platforms too, like Apple TV. And you can also buy it on DVD too, as well. So, you know, obviously this isn't your first book, you know, you've written many books in the past too, you know, are you going to continue being a writer, or are you going to continue, you know, this film career now?
Well, I think I'm more of a novelist, than I am a screenwriter, although I've learned a lot about screenwriting working with MJ Palo. she is a tremendous screenwriter, and she has a couple of movies that are out in her name. She has one called Baby Money that she wrote. And the girl that is the star in The Fear of the Walking Dead, Dene Garcia, stars in that movie. And MJ has written and has other projects on the book, you know, shorts and other. She has another feature called Carpe Diem that they did. And so as far as I'm, you know, for me, I don't know that I'll be involved in any more movies. You never say never, but I do love writing. I continue to write. I love the novel writing versus more than anything, because that's what I'm familiar with doing. But Target List is a special story, and it was my, you know, I really felt that this is a story that I wanted people to read and to see now as a movie. And so for me, I've really really reached a part where I'm very happy and content with how this turned out, much better than I had ever anticipated or expected. And we're expecting big things from Target List in the future, because it's going to be making it in 25 different countries on the Apple platform, but it's going to be distributed to other countries through marketing. And the platforms here in the United States are going to only grow as we go, because it was just launched in April of 2023. So it's still in its infancy. And, you know, with a movie like this, where its life begins and stays on the streaming platforms, as opposed to big theater productions where, you know, they go on the silver screen, and it's a little bit different. So this is more of a marathon than a sprint, where you know, some of the movies, they do a lot of marketing and then you don't see them, ever hear from them again.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about it, but, yeah, we're getting tremendous response. And I just wanted to put out there also that you can go to the movie's official website, which is thetargetlistmovie.com. It's not Target List. It's thetargetlistmovie.com. And there you can find out all the places where you can order the movie or see the movie. You can see it for free on Tubi with ads, or you can buy it. Like you say, you can buy or rent it on the Apple platform, and you can buy or rent it on Amazon Prime. And very, very, very exciting. I think people will enjoy it when they see it, and it's a lot of fun. It's family friendly too.
And also, so before not, and obviously, you know, also for those who are listening out there, if they want to watch the extended cut too, they can go over to Vimeo, and it's also there, yes, as well, from Mad Wife Productions as well. It's the extended cut of Target List. How much longer is that film compared to the original?
It's about 7 to 10 minutes longer. When we got the first, you know, the director's cut, we decided to, sometimes you think scenes, they go a little bit longer, and we just felt that they decided they would make some edits. And, there are a few scenes that were cut out of the final version that I thought were really, you know, pretty funny. And but I like the way that the final version that came out and that you see, that most people will watch, is about 5 minutes. I think it's about 5 minutes shorter than the extended version. It's not that much of a difference, but there is a little bit of a difference.
That's awesome. Well, John, seriously, you know, I'm excited for people to take a watch of the movie. Again, you can go to thetargetlistmovie.com, and you can find all the options there to stream it, watch it, binge it, watch the movie, and check out this incredible story, this incredible fiction story that has so much action, drama, and really puts a question into your head about Big Pharma, for sure. John, you know, before you go, you know, what is your next project you're working on right now?
Well, right now I'm working on a sci-fi novel. It's kind of a weird kind of a story, but it's called Answers. It's written by a pen name of mine called Michael Mars, and it's a sci-fi story, but that's what I'm working on now, and that hasn't been released yet. But
you're not supposed to know who the guy is?
Well, the character in the story, it's written by me and the character, it's a little bit of a weird story, but that's kind of the stuff I do. But that's next on the docket, but that's not out yet, and still getting that finalized. And I've got other projects in mind, and of course I'm always busy. Doing all kinds of writing projects, but yeah, that's what I'm up to.
That's awesome. Well, John Reiser, seriously, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with all the projects. Definitely come back when your new one's out. We'd love to talk to you about it, but seriously, best of luck with this brand new movie.
And thanks for having me once again. I appreciate the opportunity to connect with your audience, and thanks a lot.
Anytime. The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.